Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nettles moves to second. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Spezia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Borgman for a passed ball. Andrews moves to second. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spezio for the out. Andrews moves to third. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Carew reaches second base with a double. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0. White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bonson. Darwin moves to second. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Darwin moves to third. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nettles. May reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann is walked intentionally. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 0-for-1 in the game. Blyevan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonson hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manuel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Brynau playing left field. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Lee Richard pinch runs for Mike Andrews. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-2 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing second base. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blyevan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Blyevan goes all the way around to score. Nettles moves to third. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Terry Forster now pitching. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Jorge Orton now playing second base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hermann. Nettles scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nettles. May reaches second base with a double. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-3 in the game. Spezio hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann is walked intentionally. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Tony Muser pinch hits for Terry Forster. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cy Acosta now pitching. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bry. The throw from Brinkman and he is out, Morales applying the tag. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-3 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.